Hello there. Welcome to Breadwinning Moms. I'm your host, Chloe Taylor Brown. My mission is to inspire independent women everywhere and to encourage breadwinning moms. If you're curious, ambitious, and have your own identity, or if you're wanting to develop your own authentic identity and brand personally and professionally, then I say let's rock and roll because this show is for you. Hello, everyone. Thank you so very much for joining me. I am Chloe Taylor Brown, the creator and host of Breadwinning Moms with Chloe, a progressive lifestyle enhancement blog and podcast for working mothers. Today, we're going to be connecting with Nivanya Rose, the inspirational expert and drama-free drama coach at Raw Empowerment Productions. And we're going to be talking about kisses from God and spiritual experiences. So for the next six episodes of Breadwinning Moms with Chloe, we're going to be talking about these God kisses and spiritual transformations from real life experiences and stories from amazing women and breadwinning moms from all over the world, really. So I want us to all get in position to be inspired, to be blessed, to be encouraged, and to really to see ourselves in these stories and know that we too can be kissed by God and be blessed by God. We have Nivanya Rose, who's going to be coming up in just a little while. But first, we're going to be talking to Chantel Thompson of Sweet Job Spot. She's the Director of Client Engagement for Sweet Job Spot, where job seekers, employers, and opportunities meet. And she's going to be talking about how to date our company. And then we're going to be speaking to a wonderful young lady who I was blessed to meet back in December and had the privilege to be on her radio show yesterday. This is Serena Washington. And I also want you that if you are wanting to connect with us and to share your God kiss story, please give us a call at 347-884-9229. As I said, this is Chloe, and I'm the host of Breadwinning Moms with Chloe. And I want to go ahead and open up the lines for Serena to join us today and to really just to play with us and to play in a God kiss way, to share what she has been getting from her life and how she's been kissed. And she's also going to share with us something that she's working on. I'm very, very excited about this. I'm going to open up a line. I've kind of got my signal switched on this line. So whether this is Chantel or Serena, we are ready to rock and roll. Hello there. And what's going on today? Who's this?
This is Serena.
Hey, Serena. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am excellent today. It's so ironic that you and Chantel have very similar phone numbers, and I was a little bit confused, but I want to thank you so very much, Serena, for sharing me with your guests yesterday on your show. It was truly a blessing. I was so energized after our conversation.
Yes, yes, I was so energized also. Yesterday, actually, what happened on the show was that we actually came into agreement just to be able to laugh again, to be able to deposit just, you know, pure help into the world.
We did, didn't we?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
we
ma'am.
Really
we
did.
To continue, yes.
There's, you know, I think that to be able to laugh is really being kissed from God, because it fills your spirit, it fills your soul and your heart, and it comes out of you and it goes out, and it's like a song that we're all singing. And this song resonates with our spirit. And if it's genuinely God kissed, it resonates with other people. Do you feel the same?
Yes, absolutely. I feel the same. And I think that we actually need more communication and connections like this to keep our atmosphere energetic and playful, like you said, so we'll be able to laugh. And also, laughter is good for the soul. If anyone needs to know, it's the best medicine for the soul.
You have something really extraordinary to share with all breadwinning moms on our show today. So please tell us what you've been working on and what you'd like to share with us and our listeners on Breadwinning Moms with Chloe.
Well, I want, first of all, I want to say thank you, and I'm honored to be on your show today to bring to the forefront my new magazine, which is called The Eagle Rim. Our blueprint is prayer, and it's about discussing governing our own homes, first of all, and helping struggling businesses soar and businesses connect and collaborate with businesses that's already established.
This is exciting because, you know, we definitely need more support in our businesses and to be able to collect and collaborate and support each other. I say it's time, and it's a wonderful time. So is this going to be your very first that you're launching the magazine this month?
Yes. I was working on the magazine to come out in Black History Month. But as I was working on the magazine, God explained to me that it would come out for Women's History Month because I have a lot of influential and powerful women in my magazine, but not just because of that, because we decided to do something that's needed today in the kingdom, and that's to come together to help each other, to support each other. What we need is a support net today to be able to, you know, go forward. We can't go forward, which I have learned myself, we can't go forward alone, and we have to build relationships to make sure that we can get our product, our businesses, and create atmospheres where we all like sisters and brothers.
I love that you say to create the atmosphere. I wish I had my notepad from yesterday because you said a couple of amazing statements that I wrote down, and just I had never thought of it that way. So we're putting what we want in the atmosphere, and we're connecting with other women and breadwinning moms and businesses that we can support. Let's not forget that it's a two-way street that we can support, and they could also support us.
Yes, and that's one of my slogans that I have in a magazine, that we have collaborations with school, kingdom schools, first of all, that's teaching us how to connect with God, because a lot of people today don't want to talk about connecting with God or even having God's name incorporated in their business, because they say, you know, that sometimes it runs people away. But I think we need more businesses like we have right now. And so we're collaborating with businesses and schools that's in the magazine. I'm very excited about your school and a couple of other kingdom schools that was actually created the same way I created my magazine and my school.
Amazing. So let the listeners know how they can participate with whatever it is that you want them to do, get your magazine, whatever it is that you want them to do. How can they connect with you, and how can they do this?
Well, they can go to theeaglerim.org, theeaglerim.org. And the magazine is what we really have is true testimonies. We have new authors. We're just trying to get together, collaborate, and put a really interesting magazine in an atmosphere that's something that's never been done before. And our blueprint for the magazine is prayer. So it's a very important key that we believe in, and connecting and coming together with mothers like you, with fathers right now that have true testimonies. And I'm honored to be on the show today to hear the testimony that's coming forth after I finish.
Well, this is wonderful. You've been such a blessing. It was so, you're just a sweet woman. And I met you at a women's conference in December, and we've been connecting. And I look forward to staying in contact with you, Serena Williams. Thank you so much. Serena Washington. You're not the tennis player.
If I can leave my phone number, that'll be great. If I can leave my phone number.
Yes, Serena Washington, you're the adversity breaker. You are breaking the adversities around us and around women and business owners. So please leave your website again and your phone number.
Yes, ma'am. My phone number is 479-259-2189. And you can also place an ad in my magazine, too, for $75 to bring your story to the forefront so that I can go out and bring your story to the kingdom. And my email address is authorserenawashington@gmail.com. Thank you, Ms. Chloe, and we're honored.
Thank you so very much, darling. You have a blessed day, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm so excited about this series, God Kisses. You know, there are times that God kisses us and we ignore it, and then there are times that we've been kissed by God that we cannot ignore. And for me, I believe that it's vital for us to share these stories. And we're going to be sharing the story of Nivanya Rhodes. Nivanya is an amazing woman. She is the inspiration expert and drama-free drama coach at Raw Empowerment Productions. She's an actress, she's a speaker, she's a breadwinning mom, and just a beautiful story. Her testimony is very, very inspiring. I wanted to share I have several stories of being kissed by God, and I want to share one that is really, really dear to me. Several years ago, if you've been listening to my show, I believe that you will remember that I'm the mother of four, and one of my children is an angel in heaven, and he passed away from a tragic swimming pool accident in the late 90s. Several months after my son made his life transition, I, of course, like any mother, I was grief-stricken, I was devastated, I was just in a very, very low state of being, and I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat, and the house was very somber. And on this particular day, it was a very sunny day in November. This Justin passed away in September, so it was just a few months after his death. So I couldn't sleep, so I was reading a lot, and I was lying on my bed, I was reading, and I felt a little bit sleepy, and I said, okay, I'm just going to put my book on my chest, and I'm going to just fall asleep if I can. And I was somewhere between sleep and not sleeping, and I felt this jumping up and down on my bed. And I lifted my body up, my torso and my head up, and kind of looked over to my left, and there was no one there. I thought it was my seven-year-old, my oldest son, Taylor, but it felt much lighter, but I looked up and no one was there, so I just kind of lay down and I dozed off again. I was somewhere between sleep and not sleep, and I felt this jumping up and down on the bed again. And right away, as I was looking over, pulling myself looking over, I was connected spirit to spirit, and I heard in a very soft whisper, "You can't see Justin's spirit." And that was very unusual, but I received that, and I laid down again, and I allowed what was going to happen, and the jumping up and down on the bed continued. And as I realized that it was my son's spirit, he loved jumping up and down on my bed. He loved making a mess of my newly made up bed. He just loved it. He would giggle about it and know that he was going to get in trouble, but he didn't care because he loved it so much. And when I realized it was Justin, it just brought such peace to my heart and my spirit. And I could feel him all around me, the presence, like a cool breeze, like a very sweet and light cool breeze. And I felt him not jumping on the bed again. And then he was on the floor, and there was an emblem on the bottom, on the foot of my bed, that he used to love to spin around. And that emblem actually started spinning around. And I knew it was Justin. I just stayed there, and I was so at peace and being in his presence. And then again, he got on the bed, and I could feel the sweet presence around me. And I actually felt a kiss on my cheek. And it was a healing kiss. And it was truly a kiss from God through Justin's spirit to let me know that Justin's spirit lives on. It will continue to live. He is, and he will always be. And it was such a confirmation to me. And after there was no more jumping and I realized what I had experienced, I had this beautiful smile on my face, and I had a lightness to myself, whereas I had been so heavy with grief and sadness for so long. And I went into the family room, and I told my husband, and I told my two children, and that was the beginning of us moving forward into a new beautiful space of just being in alignment with what God wanted us to know. And that was my God kiss. So we all have them, and some have more than others. And it's just a wonderful thing. And I'm getting really emotional about this. So I'm going to bring in Chantel. Chantel Thompson is with us, and she's going to share what she has to share for us. And then we're going to come back with our guest, Nivanya Rose, to share her spiritual experience and her kiss from God. So we're going to bring Chantel in and see what she has to share with us from Sweet Job Spot. Hello, Chantel Thompson.
Hello, Chloe. How are you today?
Hello, I'm doing wonderful. I've just finished sharing my God kiss and my story about my son, Justin, and we're going to be coming back after you with Nivanya Rose to share her sweet kiss from God, and you're going to share something sweet with us from Sweet Job Spot. What do you have for us today?
Hi, Chloe. Well, I know it's not February, and it's not Valentine's season, but I do have a little something about how to date your company.
Okay, make it sweet.
So why the term date your company, you're probably asking. The term dating has many meanings. The most common refers to a trial period in which two people explore whether to take the relationship further towards a more permanent place. So in a sense, when it comes to your job, the first 90 days, which a lot of companies consider to be orientation and evaluation period for you, is your dating period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in that time, you're checking the company out, and the company's checking you out. You're checking out your coworkers, and everybody's kind of on their still best behavior. Your boss is trying to see what you can do, giving you as many projects as they can, and you're trying to learn the ropes as fast as you can and get to know everybody. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about now. And you can choose to date your company at any point in time. You can pick a point, let's say you pick today or tomorrow, and for the next 90 days, date your company. Find out a little more about it. Take yourself back to that first experience you had when you got there. So, and ask yourself these questions. Now, Chloe, I can ask you, because you're kind of dating your company right now with your modeling. So you kind of have the things that first appealed to you when you applied for the job. Why did you say yes? You know, could you take us back there to when you first started modeling right after college, or was it after college or during college?
Well, I started local modeling in college. You know, I consider that modeling for a small town girl, but moving to San Francisco and learning to be a model in a real way and moving on to Milan and Paris and all that, it really was a romance. And as you were saying that, I was kind of swept up and caught up in the romance again, because just in January, I started modeling again, and it's a romance all over again. So I never thought about dating modeling, but it is a romance. It is very romantic and it's alluring. I am actually captivated by the young people that I'm connected with and their stories and their energy. And it reminds me that I'm in the right place at the right time, playing the right game with the right people. And I'm having an amazing time. And it's very romantic. So I am dating my new work.
Yeah. So when I talk about dating your work, you know, one of the key things in dating, Chloe, is flirting. And obviously, I'm not talking about flirting with your boss, but I am talking about flirting with the possibility of what could you do that could make that you could just be at the top of the game at your game at this job. So flirting with the possibility of transferring departments, flirting with the possibility of becoming a vice president or a CEO, flirting with taking your boss's position when they move up, you know, flirting with those ideas and those responsibilities. That's what I'm talking about when I say flirting. So, for example, when you were first the model, you obviously were learning the ropes and everybody was teaching you. Now that you're a seasoned model, you can teach others modeling, which I know you've done, and that would be something a newbie might flirt with that possibility. So even if you're in midstream of your career, you can stop and really hate your job and flirt with those opportunities and those possibilities to see, well, what could you do next? What could I do next? What's something I have never even tried, and I always wanted to try this?
I love this, Chantel. If you could just give us three tips before I let you go, three tips of what we can start doing right now to start flirting with and dating our company or our job or this contract or this position that we have right now.
Okay, these are my three tips for flirting with your job and dating your job. So I want you to make a list of areas that you want to dabble in. What's interesting to you, whether it be a specific department, what departments do you want to get to know better? What do they do? You know, research them. Create a VIP list and schedule lunch or coffee with someone you have wanted to connect with. Somebody who knows about that department, somebody who's been working there for a while. Schedule some time with them, whether, like I said, coffee or lunch. And then finally, I want you to be present. And this is a Chloe tip. Notice everything. Notice your environment, your coworkers, your office dynamics. And notice how you are presenting yourself. So how you dress, if you're dressing for success, or are you going on first thing in your mind? Really fuck yourself up. Nice. Dress over the top the way you would. We're just looking for a brand new job. And date your job. Spend that time dating your job and making it exciting again.
This is awesome, Chantel. You always have some really, really wonderful tips, and you come up with something really creative for us to share with breadwinning moms everywhere. And I thank you so much and appreciate you for showing up every week to contribute to Breadwinning Moms with Chloe. Thank you so much for sharing today.
Thank you so much, Chloe, and I hope to see you again next week.
Thank you, darling. Have a wonderful week.
Okay, bye-bye.
We have really something wonderful for you, and it starts right now. And we're going to be bringing on my very special guest, Miss Navanya Rose, to share with us her God-kissed experience. It's so exciting, and I know that you're going to be inspired by this, and I know that you may also find some golden nuggets of wisdom of your own to be able to implement into your own life. Thank you so very much, Navanya Rose. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Chloe. It is my pleasure to be here. Can you hear me okay?
Of course I can. You have the most distinguished voice of all, and it's so wonderful for you to be back on the show. We got so much great response from your 10 minutes of sharing last week, and I know that we didn't finish, and the people want to hear the entire story. So first of all, You are an actress. You are a trained actress. You've been acting for a while. You are a breadwinning mom. You are a speaker. You're an author. You do so many things like so many successful women. And you have this most amazing story where God kissed you several times, but you were just kissed recently. And we want to hear about that story. Could you please share it with us?
Okay, how much time do I have? Because then I'll know where to start. If I need to start at the beginning, I'll start in the middle.
Well, I want you to share in sound bites in case we have some, I know that we have someone holding on now, but sound bites so that we can ask questions and just share. So just start in the beginning, make a long story short, and then we're going to come back and I want to ask you questions. Not just about that story, but about this whole big story.
Okay, excellent. So the highlights. I've had a vision of being an actress since I was a little girl. God showed me myself on a large screen and then on a small screen. As I've grown up, that is the track that I have pursued, living my dream every day. I've been on television like One Tree Hill, Army Wives, House of Pain. I've done films opposite Kevin Costner and plays directed by Jasmine Guy. I really felt like I was in my flow, living my purpose, and just moving steadily towards the tipping point of really having an established career in film and television. So in 2011, 3 weeks after shooting the feature film Good Deeds, I was at Tyler Perry Studios auditioning for a reoccurring role on one of his sitcoms. And literally while in the audition, I experienced a hemorrhagic stroke. I had to be taken from the studio in the ambulance where I was taken to the hospital and later told that I had a diagnosed condition called moya, which is a disorder more so than a disease. But in short, it causes the blood vessels in your brain to either get really small or completely close up. And so what had happened to me on June 3rd, 2011, was one of the capillaries in the deep right side of my brain had ruptured, leaving my left side numb. When I first came out of the hospital, I was in a wheelchair. My daughter says to me, "Mommy, you're going to be out of that wheelchair in 2 weeks." And literally, I moved from the wheelchair to the walker. 2 weeks to that day, I was able to just walk with a cane. 4 weeks after that experience, I was able to walk fully unassisted. That was the first kiss of God on my life and the first chance for me to remember who I am. There are things that happen to us in life that dismember us, pull us apart, both physically and mentally and spiritually. So we need that kiss to remember who we are. And I say that I remembered because the way that I started walking again was from a choreography conversation. I graduated high school from the School of the Arts and I majored in modern dance. So the way I walked was just like choreography. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Heel toe, move, and be graceful. But with that, I was not able to walk in heels. And symbolically, I believe that when a lady puts on a pair of high heels, she feels confident, she feels sexy, she feels feminine. And I would have to go to events and award shows and all of these other things, and it would be such a struggle at times to figure out what was I going to wear since I can't wear heels. And so now we flash forward to about 2 weeks ago. I was at a service in church.
I would like to interject right at this point, Navanya. So between that time, between the 2011 and all this time where you had remembered as a choreographer, your dance walk, and I know that you did that because I've been with you and you had the dance walk, and no one would know that you were counting subconsciously to remember how to walk. So between that time, 2011, June 2011, until a couple of weeks ago, because your muscles were not being used properly, you said that one of your legs had shortened slightly.
Yeah.
And so, Go ahead.
One leg was always slightly shorter than my left leg has always been slightly shorter than my right, but because of the stroke experience, the lack of mobility, muscle loss, and so forth, it had shortened even more, which made it even more difficult to walk. A, because I couldn't feel the leg, and then B, because I was so off balance because of the disparity between the lengths of the legs.
Okay, wonderful. So now, 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I'm at the service at Kingdom Embassy Diplomatic Center, and the pastor there is Dr. John Reed. And he called me out. He says, first he pointed to me and he said, God says he's going to heal your body today. Come down to the front. And so I went down to the front and he said, Lord, what's her name? And literally he said, Nirvana. And he kind of questioned, like, maybe he didn't hear it right. And then he asked me, what is your name? And I said, Nirvana. And he went into how God said that the damage on the right side of my brain is going to be healed. He also said, wherever I perceive inability in my body, God is going to put ability. And he spoke some other prophetic things over my life concerning other areas. But at the end of the service, I had to share with him how accurate he was, and that, in fact, I had experienced a stroke on the right side of my brain. He also had said earlier that I would have no more strokes in the name of Jesus. This was without him even knowing me at that point. And a part of the diagnosis with Moya Moya is that it is considered progressive and incurable. So every day I would have to cast down the fear of it happening again, because all of the conditions that allowed it to happen the first time were still present. So for him to release that word, no more strokes, was such a liberating kiss in and of itself from God.
So you got several God kisses in one day. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it was absolutely amazing. And then he asked me what were the physical side effects of the stroke, and I began to tell him how I was numb on my entire left side and how now my left leg had become even shorter, noticeably shorter than my right leg. And he had me to sit down in a chair with another chair in front of me, take off my shoes, and he began to speak to my leg. And he said, grow in the name of Jesus several times. And then at the end, he just started saying, grow, grow, grow. And I think it was about the fifth time that I felt a swirling heat in my hip. And then that heat moved all the way down my leg. And my leg literally began to extend such that my left leg and my right leg are now even. If you hear me walk, you don't hear that clop, tick, clop, tick, clop, tick like that you used to hear. The steps are even. And so even though I'm still numb on the left side and I'm believing God for total and full restoration, the thing that came to me is balance is so important, and keeping balance allows you to move forward no matter how it feels. Sometimes we can get caught up in our feelings and it throws us off balance. We become depressed. We have self-effacing thoughts. We become insecure. We give more room to fear in our lives than we do to faith. But when we're balanced, when we're getting rest, when we have prayer, when we're getting water, when we encourage our capacity to believe, then we can move forward no matter how we feel.
Okay, so Nirvana, I'm about to have church. Devanya, I feel as though I'm in church and you're giving me this amazing testimony, and I'm supposed to say, hallelujah. Thank you for sharing this. It's so amazing that this is happening, and this is your life, and this is you experiencing this, and this feels so wonderful. So your leg actually extended. Is that what you're wanting us to know, that your leg actually extended in that moment?
Yes, it did. And you can see it. They captured it on video. It's on my Facebook page. And Chloe, I believe you posted it on your Facebook page as well as it is on KEDC.org, which is the actual website of the church where I experienced this miracle. And you can see the leg extend. Right now it's been viewed by over 15,000 people. There were some comments of doubt, like they said, you know, it's got to be a prosthetic leg and she should have taken her socks off, because oddly enough, Chloe, I had on leopard print footies.
Well, you had to be fabulous. Did you have your boots on? You just threw some socks on thinking you weren't taking your shoes off.
Exactly. And I'm so glad I didn't have to take my shoes off, although I would have. You know, I'm not going to let vanity stand in the way of my healing. But I had not gotten a pedicure or nothing. I was so glad to have those socks on.
We have a caller, and I'd like to go ahead and open the caller up. For the first numbers are 916, area code 617, and I'm going to be bringing you on right now. Caller 916, you're on with us with Navanya Rhodes, and she's sharing her God kisses.
Great day, Navanya Rhodes, and God bless you. And I was going to come in
on
Chloe, what she said, how she was kissed by Joshua. I have to tell you this, Navanya, that being confident that he who begun a good work in you shall complete until the day of Christ. That's our Philippians 1:6. And God bless you, and I enjoyed your testimony. And you keep believing God for your healing, because he will heal you.
Yes, I received that. Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for listening and calling and being part of Bread Winning Moms with Chloe. Really appreciate you, Marilyn.
Okay. God bless you guys.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Navanya, I want to switch gears just a little bit so that women and breadwinning moms can get a better understanding of what you've been dealing with for the past several years, about 3.5 years. Now, as a breadwinning mom who's had to rehabilitate, and I've been a part of all of this transformation and the God kisses and what you've been going through, looking at you. And I've seen you keep that beautiful, gorgeous smile on your face and that energy. How were you able to actually keep that smile on your face, knowing that the left side of your body had no feeling, that you had been doing all that you could do?
Chloe, I think, you know, there's a story in the Bible that I love, and it talks about how David got in the mirror and he hazaked himself. And that means to remind yourself of the things that God has done for you already. And one thing that reminded me, I was walking in Atlantic Station, and I saw this white couple with two little girls, and they caught my eye because they were speaking in French, or some language that sounded like French. And when I looked at the lady's arm, she had one of those ponytail holders on her arm just above the elbow. But she had a scarf draped over the rest of her arm, right? Or what I thought was the rest of her arm. And I was wondering, you know, why does she have that tied on her arm like that? That looks weird. How does she even get it up there? That's what my mind is thinking. And so her daughter comes and moves the scarf and grabs her arm and at that point reveals that she didn't have an arm from the elbow down. And the Holy Spirit quickened in me, your left arm is numb, but it's there. So be grateful for what you have instead of lamenting about what you don't have. And so every day I had to keep reminding myself and remain in gratitude. My face stayed symmetrical, my smile stayed symmetrical, my mind stayed clear, my ability to articulate remained intact. So every day I had to start with thank you, because there are people, and my neurologist said to me, he said, people who have a stroke in the area where you have it, they usually don't walk or talk. And so for me to be talking the entire time through the experience, to be able to smile the entire time through the experience, you have to let gratitude push your energy up and not get an attitude about the things that are being pushed on you, at you, or out of your life and around you. And that's how I kept smiling throughout these years.
Well, I am sure that at this point, you know for certain that you are one phenomenal woman, and you have certainly been kissed by God on multiple occasions. Your story is actually a God kiss for me. And even though I know your story, Navanya, I am being kissed by God right at this very moment. Because
Amen.
You are in my presence, we're in the presence together, and we are sharing. And this is going to be so inspiring and empowering for other women to hear that even though we go through things, you know, I shared before you came on my God kiss story. I've had many, several. And one was when my son died, a few months after he died, how his spirit came back to jump up and down on my bed and to give me a kiss on the cheek. And people would say, well, how can you smile? Because I prayed and I asked God to please let me laugh again. And in that laughter, you know, it brings healing and it brings health and it also brings wealth. Because, you know, if we can't, you know, wealth and healing and all this is an energy, and it comes from the inside and spills out to the outside of our lives. And you are very energetic, and you've just opened a new business. For share this whole concept and this whole thing with Breadwinning Moms and women around the world who are going to hear, who are listening live, and also who's going to hear this podcast, because you are very encouraging and inspiring to make me believe that we can do anything that we put our minds to.
Amen. You know, the scripture that comes to my mind, Chloe, is, I pray you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And so I'm looking to receive prosperity in every area, not only in my soul, which is my mind, will, and emotions, but also in my body and also in my business, right? And so I've opened with two other business partners, Jay White and Stevie Bag Jr., a cafe and empowerment lounge, which is on Peter Street here in Atlanta. And God was all over it, because it went from conversation to manifestation in just 6 months, really. Although we had the intention of opening some sort of collective artist spot, that intention changed into the cafe with just 7 months ago, 7-8 months ago, somewhere in there. And we opened our doors on MLK weekend, and the name of the cafe is Dream Cafe. And we felt it so appropriate to open it on the weekend that honors the ultimate dreamer, Martin Luther King Jr. And I think that even as he said, I have a dream, we cannot discount the power of a dream. You know, everything that we see started with somebody dreaming that it could be. And for me, that is what the Dream Cafe is. It's a place where people can come and be supported, be it through goods and services, be it through encouragement, be it through connections, to live their dream. Les Brown says, too many of us aren't living our dreams because we are living our fears. And oftentimes, that word fear, the acronym is false evidence appearing real, that people see, hear a lot. But I like to say it's frequent excuses and regrets. And most of the time when people come to the winter of their lives, they don't regret the things that they have done. They regret the things that they haven't done. And so as a new business owner, I'm excited that I had the courage and that faith was louder than my fears about moving out into this new territory. You know, if you want something new, you've got to do something new. And even as I open this business, I will find myself thinking, oh my God, I've never done this before. And then I'd shift the energy of that and be like, oh my God, I have never done this before. So that means I'm about to experience something new and wonderful and different. And that's what Dream Cafe is offering to the community in Castleberry Hills.
I love this. It is so appropriate that you are kicking off this series with me, God Kisses, because breadwinning moms need to know that we're not alone, first of all, and that we want to support each other. And this show, this podcast, this blog, Breadwinning Moms with Chloe, we are here to be a source for other breadwinning moms. And for you to say that you came up with this idea with you and your business partner 7 months ago, and now it is a real live, living, breathing entity, a real breadwinning mom's business, I want to say to you, congratulations, and to step out on faith and to make this happen. I've heard lots of good things about Dream Cafe, and I promise you that I will get there and I'll bring some other people with me, because it seems like it's the kind of place that I want to be part of, to be part of the energy, the people, the dreams that are being birthed there. So how do you feel running your own business and having your own business?
I feel amazing. You know, it is, I said once, it's a blessing and a boulder, right? But boulders, if you lift boulders, you get stronger. You know, you can't get strong by lifting pebbles. So I want to be stronger. So the weight of this thing, although it's heavy, it is so exciting. And one of the features at Dream Cafe is we have what's called the Dream Wall. And you can come in and write your dream literally on the wall with a permanent black marker. And as you write that dream, we line that up with Habakkuk, which says, write the vision, make it plain, so that all who read it can run with it. So it's like you're creating a contract or a covenant with yourself to pursue this dream. And I am so humbled and in awe, because when we opened our doors on January 18th, the wall was clear. It was empty. And now today, people have to step on step stools and get on the chairs in order to find empty space on the wall to write their dream. So it's just so encouraging to see so many people dreaming out loud so that they can live out loud. And being a part of that, being an instrument in that process, is extremely exciting.
So you're saying to me that when I come to visit the Dream Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia, on Peter Street, that I'm not going to have the space to write my vision on the wall?
If you wait too long, you might not. You really get there.
She is getting carried away with this excitement, and this is spilling over to all of us. Nivanya, tell us, because what you have been experiencing as a woman, a beautiful woman, a single divorced woman, how has this impacted your personal romantic life, on how, or how has it helped, or good, bad, indifferent? What's going on?
Oh, wow, Chloe, that's what you're like. You're going to make me be all the way transparent. You know, it is interesting because I'm actually dealing with a broken heart right now. I was with a gentleman who I thought was the love of my life that I've known for 22 years. We've been together in my 20s, then my 30s, and now my 40s. I'm dating myself. I won't be specific, but that's what it is. And I had such a romantic notion about us finally finding each other at a place when we could really be together. And I was in the space where I felt like my relationship was strong and some a soft place to land, and that would be what would help me in building this new business venture. And then my body is coming back, and he came to me just after Valentine's Day and essentially said, this isn't working for me, I'm not happy. And so I lost what I thought was the love of my life and my best friend. And so I am in the process even now of healing myself. And I have to count it all joy. You know, I can't say, well, God is kissing me when he lengthens my leg, but he's slapping me when he allows my heart to be broken, right? It's all working together for my good. And so what I've done to recover from this transition in that relationship that meant so much to me is I've started 21 days of a self-love fest. So I've written myself love letters. I've, you know, made a love list and a forgiveness list, and then tomorrow we're going to do something different and new, and then this weekend it's going to be a date yourself night. So I'm really falling in love with myself, Chloe, and I think that that's the serendipity of heartbreak, because the Bible says a broken heart and contrite spirit God will not despise. So I have to believe that there is a king out there for me, because I'm made by a king for a king, and I'm a queen. And so I'll move forward becoming the best me that I can be, loving myself as fully and completely as I can, and I'll trust God's process and his timing to bring that part of my life together as he would see it needs to be.
Well, you know, I just got a little feeling. These words came to my mind, and it's not a prophecy of, or anything. It's just like Chloe-ness. So I feel that right now it's time for you to focus on yourself and to have this love fest with yourself, and also to focus on your new business, because you're romancing that business. And as Chantel Thompson was with us earlier, it talked about romancing your business and dating your business and how to date your company. This is your purpose now. You can wear those heels to those events that you're going to be doing as that actress and the philanthropist and that community person that you are, when you have to dress up and be on that red carpet. And you have so much to do that I feel that if you had a romantic situation going on, that they may become a little bit jealous anyway. So everything is in order, my dear.
Yes, I receive that. Nothing happens, absolutely nothing, unless the Lord allows it. And so if he brought me to it, he'll bring me through it. And it's always a setup for the come up. So I know that, I mean, I'm in a good space. You're right. And I'm going to start dating my job. I'm going on a dream date with the Dream Cafe.
That's wonderful. Navanya, please share, if you have, and I know you do, 3 tips for breadwinning moms who have experienced some type of setback of what they can do or how they can be within their authenticity to start moving forward and out of the setback for a setup such as yourself.
Okay. The first thing I would say is gratitude. I do a gratitude list. I make it longer when I'm going through something. So I like may do three gratitudes on a daily basis when I wake up in the morning or even before I go to bed. But when I'm going through a hardship, like even this transition in relationship, I wrote my former lover's name down and I wrote 12 things that I'm grateful for about the relationship and about him, because gratitude keeps your energy up. The second thing would be a vision board. Once you can put down what you want your life to look like in actual images, it helps to inspire your subconscious to deliver messages to your conscious about inspired action that needs to be taken in order to make that vision come to pass. It also puts out the energy of attraction into the universe so that the right resources and the right responses and the right people can be drawn to you to help that vision come to pass. And then my third thing would be, and Chloe, you helped me with this, and it was something that I used as an actress as well. You call it a mantra. I call it the I am statement. Those two words, I am, are so very powerful. Whatever you put behind I am sends out a declaration and a decree to the universe about who you are, how you're showing up, and what your capacity is. And so I do an exercise called my identity ABCs, and literally just go down the alphabet. I am artistic. I am beautiful. I am creative. I am energetic. And I'll just go down and say the I am with corresponding words that make me feel good, that I know to be so no matter what's going on around me. And then extending that into an actual I am statement, which represents who you are becoming, and how you want to offer your gift to the world. By writing down those things and really defining yourself in that very intentional way, it helps you when life doesn't go the way that you want it to go, so that you can remember that life is not happening to you, it's happening through you. And remembering who you are allows it to move through you with more ease and less resistance.
This is so amazing, Ivanya. You are such a blessing to me. You always have been. And I know that we're going to continue to be friends for the rest of our lives. You're so wonderful and beautiful physically and spiritually, and you have so much to share. Thank you so very much for being with us today and being transparent, sharing your struggles and your victories. You are one amazing breadwinning mom. Thank you so very much. And tell us one more time how to connect with you at the Dream Cafe.
Okay, you can actually connect with me via my website, which is nivanya.com, and that's nivanya.com. And all of my Instagram and Twitter is I am Nivanya. That's how you can plug in with me, plug in with this online love fest. And you can come see me in person at the Dream Cafe, which is 249 Peters Street in Atlanta, 30313. We're right down near the newly being constructed dome in Capitoli Hills. So we'd love to see you, and let us know that you've heard about us on Breadwinning Moms with Chloe Taylor Brown, and I'm going to have a nice little special gift for you. I got to put it together, but I have something for you all, and Chloe, I'll let you know what that is between today and tomorrow. But I'll put together either a discount, or we'll give you a latte or something. I just got to figure it out.
Oh, well, that is so fabulous. Thank you so very much. I wasn't expecting that at all. Thank you, Nivanya Rhodes from Raw Empowerment Productions and the Dream Cafe. Goodbye for now, and I will be speaking with you very, very soon.
God bless. Thank you so
much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What an incredible show. Thank you all for being with us today on Breadwinning Moms with Chloe. You can connect with me at breadwinningmomswithchloe.com. And you can also connect with me, Chloe T. Brown, at Chloe T. Brown at Twitter. You can connect with me on Facebook, Chloe Taylor Brown, LinkedIn, Chloe Taylor Brown, and Pinterest, Chloe Taylor Brown. And if you're interested in coaching, you can give me a call at 887-6577. Goodbye for now.